South Bend singer-songwriter David Jamieson writes songs that mirror his life by inviting listeners into stories marked by vivid imagery and carefully crafted lyrics. He's relatively new to the music scene, and his songs reflect his travels around the world. He's a gifted storyteller. He recently wrote a tune called South Bend Town that got great exposure. He's working on his album and just released his new song, 25 to Life. We got together and talked about how his travels influence his music, and how his musician father was a co-writer on 25 to Life.
But I'd rather be an outlaw, riding like Bonnie and Clyde.
Hey, David Jamieson, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy
to
have
here.
You. Thank you. It's really good to have you. And I'm really, really thrilled that we can connect like this, because I recall hearing from you when you had a song out that sort of had South Bend as a theme, sort of in the title. Yeah, and you wrote a clever song about that, which we will get to in a few moments. But I love your story because you are someone who's local and you are the same age as my daughter, around the same age as my daughter. And so I just love that you have seen the world and you've come back and decided to, you know, have a life as a musician. In your bio, it talks about how your world travels influence your songwriting. So let's just jump right into there. Tell me about how you've seen the world and how that has really influenced the music that you create.
Of course. So, you know, I've traveled a lot, mostly for work around the world, learn multiple languages. And so I listen to music from a lot of those places and even places I haven't been to. And the differences in every, you know, every geography's music are really fascinating and an important part of their culture. And I like trying to explore those things and bringing into my music, particularly in the way that they tell stories and the kinds of stories they tell, but also in the way I created some of the songs that will come out later this year and next year. For example, in one song, we included a jawbone with the teeth in it as kind of a percussive type instrument, which is typical of more traditional music in Africa.
Right. That's brilliant. I love that. You know, it's wonderful how you can sort of pick up things from the earth or from around you and they really immediately become a musical instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. And so what does that sound? Can you describe it?
I mean, it kind of sounds something like a maraca, but less shake, more of a knock and a rattle.
Okay.
As you hit the jaw, it makes a sound and then the teeth kind of rattle in their sockets.
Oh, I see. They just kind of rattle.
Because they're all dry.
Oh, yeah. That's the best. Okay. Oh, I love that. How wonderful. And you have, now you're working on an album.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that album.
So the album, it's really a collection of songs that I've written over the past year, mostly within the first 3 or 4 months of the pandemic. And so there's aspects of the pandemic that are woven into it. And but there's also a lot of traditional type sounds and stories in it from America's history and even tracing back to the British and Scottish Isles. I try to use a lot of the imagery that you would find in those type of songs, as well as the story-based approach where every single song tells a story. And if you listen to any one of them, it takes on multiple different characters that you really get a sense for who they are and what their surroundings are.
Mm. Yeah. And so your music really has kind of would you call it Americana? Would you call it country or both? How would you describe that?
Yeah, I'd prefer to call it country, but all of these Americana type genres run together. They're really inseparable in many ways. So you could easily call it Americana or folk, or any combination of the above. They all have the same roots.
They all have the same roots. Do you work with a band?
I did work with a band for the album. Typically, I play alone. But I worked with a band and a producer out of Lexington, Kentucky. And His name is Dwayne Lundy. Worked with the band. Also Tom Hanitow. And on drums, we had Trip Bratton and a couple other players that sat in.
That's great. I love that. Now, you have a song that you released called South Bend Town. Can you tell me about that song?
So last year, as I was kind of feeling trying to get a feeling for how everything works and, start recording music and, all of that, just preparing to finish writing and producing my album, I had this idea to write a song called South Bend Town, which focuses largely on South Bend and what you can do in this city and the types of things you'll find or the types of people you'll find here. And so I was excited to be able to give back in a way. And so all of the royalties from that song go back to the Parks Department to support their mission.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I also recorded it. Yeah, it's a cool mission. And I also recorded it with all local artists, including Jake Sininger from Umphrey's McGee, the lead guitarist, and the drummer from Brooks and Dunn in their heyday, who's also a local resident.
How great. And yeah, you've gotten a lot of play in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the news agencies and people picked it up.
Yeah. It's a great theme. It's a great theme for the city, and the lyrics are clever.
Come float down to South Bend Town, where the rapids reach a roar. Play around at Howard Park, our riverside front porch. Tailgate over at Notre Dame, where the golden dome shines bright. Win our boys in blue touchdown, we'll win again tonight. Wish upon our fountain of Studebaker fame. Let it wash away your cares, it bubbles like champagne. Bike on down to the zoo along the riverbanks. See them big old buffalo roam like the olden days. Friends here in our river town are the best friends you can find. Smile in our hearts, twinkle in our eye, and a love for every kind. Come on down to a river town and wash your cares away. Come on down to South Bend Town, there's plenty of space to play. Come on down to a river town, come wash your cares away. Come on down to South Bend Town, come plant your roots to stay.
And it's a big transition to the next group of music that I'm releasing. It's much more upbeat and lively and kind of like catchy in terms of the tune. Like my nieces and nephews always want to sing it. And the next step I have is a little bit more, you could say dark or ominous, much more empty, if you understand what I mean, kind of a vast, soundscape in the song, not so much movement.
You're talking about your new song 25 to Life.
Exactly.
What is your inspiration for that song?
So I think, there's a larger societal trend that it's a reflective of. A lot of people through the pandemic realized that their jobs didn't really have as much meaning as they thought, and they were no longer able to spend time with their friends or go out to bars or movie theaters or anything they might've done in their everyday life. And so this song kind of captures that idea, that the sense of lack of mission or purpose in life, just doing the job that you've always done and you're going to do for a long time coming and trying to find something else that's meaningful. And so the song goes through that transition, redefining the term of what 25 to life means a couple times.
Right. It's a definite play on words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I find it interesting that you collaborated with your father, Dr. Jim Harris, who is a musician in the band Viagra Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that collaboration. How was it working with your dad?
You know, it's always interesting. He has a very different approach to music and especially lyrics. He's a very talented musician, much better than I'll ever hope to be. And when he approaches lyrics, it's much more of a pop, you know, a lot of influence from 70s music and 60s music.
We can't help it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I grew up on, to be honest. But when I approach a song, I approach it from much more of a story that has multiple layers in it. So I want it to look like it means one thing on the surface, but then have a word mean two things or three things and have multiple themes running through it that aren't so apparent when you first listen.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, we're going to listen to a little bit of that song, 25 to Life. And before that, you are listening to The Sauce. I'm Dawn Burns, and I'm here with South Bend musician, David Jamison.
Mama wouldn't let me be a cowboy. Couldn't pass in medicine and such. So here I am, counting barrels. Good old West Texas sludge. But I'd rather be an outlaw, riding like Bonnie and Clyde. Instead, I'm in this here high rise, doing 25 to life.
David, what does the future look like for you?
Well, over the next few months, I'll release a lot more music. And I'm really excited about that. It's been in the works for quite some time. And depending on the situation with COVID, I'd really like to do more performing in the region and around the country. This summer, I had a few gigs that were, you know, across the region, down in West Virginia. For example, I played a big show with a couple of my favorite artists, Drayton Farley, Cole Chaney, and Logan Halstead, as well as Hank Williams, the fourth, who goes by the fourth, and his strange band. So it's been really exciting. I'd love to do more stuff like that if COVID allows.
If COVID allows, yeah. Hopefully someday it will all pass so we can all continue to keep chasing and living our dreams without these obstacles, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, David, thank you so much for talking to me today. It's really been a pleasure to hear all about your music. We're excited for the release of your album, and we'll keep an eye out for it.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Well, my friends, that brings us to the end of another episode of The Sauce. Thank you so much for spending time with me. Be sure to tune in next time when I will bring you more music and insight into the brilliant creativity of the artists in our world. And of course, I'll be right here on your NPR station, 88.1 WVPE. Until next time, peace and love, beautiful souls.